to Haiti now, which holds its presidential election this Sunday. And today, long lines formed outside government offices. Haitians were rushing to collect voter ID cards they had applied for months ago, cards they'll need to vote this weekend. Several of the leading candidates also held rallies today in the capital. Their supporters flooded the streets, tying up Port-au-Prince's already snarled traffic. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
In the Delmas neighborhood of Port-au-Prince, dozens of people swarm an office where they're trying to get their voting credentials. Several people say they've been waiting in the scorching sun for hours. An official comes out and tells everyone in the line behind the building that they have to move to a line in front of the building. But the mob out front is already so big that it completely blocks the sidewalk. The people behind the office refuse to move. Yolene Dorvilus, with sweat beating on her brow, is one of them.
I'm here since
5 o'clock with this receipt so they can give me the ID back, but they never do so.
She says if she doesn't get the ID today, she'll be back to wait tomorrow. As the election approaches, similar scenes are playing out across Port-au-Prince. Many of the more than 1 million people left homeless after the January earthquake also lost their documents or had to reapply for an ID with a new address. Meanwhile, just a few blocks down the street from this office, a rally for presidential candidate Jude Celestin is blocking one of the main arteries to the airport. Young people in yellow T-shirts that say Celestin dance in the intersection. Celestin is the chosen candidate of current President René Préval. Currently, Celestin runs the Haitian National Construction Company. His posters are plastered across the capital. Hermana Pascal says he was supporting Haitian-American hip-hop star Wyclef Jean until Jean was disqualified. Now Pascal is backing Celestin. For Pascal, the most important issue in this election is education. If we have education, everything else will follow, he says. Development, jobs, and a country that is better for the youth. On the other side of town, supporters of Michel Martelly, known as Sweet Mickey, were also massing in the streets. Martelly is a popular compa musician known for his wild antics on stage. In this crowd, 34-year-old Obed Derané says he's supporting the Haitian pop star precisely because Martelly has no experience in politics.
No, nous prenons plus le monde qui a experience déjà au Babaré.
We took a lot of candidates in the past who've had a lot of political experience, he says, and nothing happened. They've never made anything. We never saw any results. Now we're trying something different. We're trying Martelly because we know he has a vision. While the supporters of various candidates are passionate about their particular man or woman, many Haitians say they expect little from this election. In a crowded tent encampment just behind where Martelly's supporters are gathering, Micheline Jean is washing clothes in a large metal bowl. She says she won't be going to any of the presidential rallies.
I'm not interested in any of them because since all those presidents are coming, I never receive anything from them, any help at all. I have to fight to survive, to do everything for my life, for my kids. So I'm not interested to go anywhere.
Jean says before the earthquake, her 4 children were in school, but now none of them are. Asked whether she thinks the next president could help her move out of her tarp-covered tent back into a real house, she says that's not up to the president, it's up to God. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.